MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Conservative lawmakers defended the oil and gas business while criticizing Democrats for attacks on the industry through tightened regulations under the guise of mitigating environmental impacts. The discussion came during the opening session of a two-day meeting of the legislature's Interim Water and Natural Resources Committee held Wednesday and Thursday in Artesia. The committee covered several topics Thursday, including oil and gas regulations and their impacts, water treatment, and other energy-related issues. And early in 2026, the Roswell community should have a new venue for dances, trade shows, weddings, and a wide variety of other special events as construction is underway on Petro Drive in Central Roswell on a new 12,000-square-foot gala event center. The building is expected to be approved to hold up to 1,200 people for stand-up events and may seat as many as 600. And some Halloween activities around the area include the Creepy Crawly Cinema at the Lee Theater in Lovington, where a surprise family-friendly spooky movie will show on the big screen starting at 6 p.m. There will also be face painting, Halloween-themed goodie bags, and more. Also in Lovington, Lovington businesses will be handing out candy throughout the day as part of the Lovington Chamber of Commerce Safe Stops. The annual Spooktacular at the Core in Hobbs happens 3 to 6 p.m. on Friday. The event will feature food, games, activities, and more. And also in Hobbs, the Community Players of Hobbs annual Haunted House, this year with the theme of Funhouse of the Dead, will happen both Friday and Saturday nights. The town of Tatum is hosting a trunk or treat event starting at 6 p.m. between 120 West Broadway and 120 North Avenue A. In Artesia, the EyeSight on 26th Street will hold a trunk or treat event starting at 4 p.m. and Wild Cherries will host a Halloween costume contest starting at 5. And in Eudes, businesses along Main Street will be safe stops passing out candy 4 to 6 p.m. And that's the way it is. Have a happy Halloween. I'm Blake Ovard, and this is MTD Radio News.